Hey, so it's 1:27 p.m. I'm finally waking up. Oh, I'm still in bed. Just went to a party last night. Me and Jacqueline both went. We were there to like, I don't know what. Went to bed at like five, after five, so. This isn't that bad. No, this is 8 hours. I'm getting my 8 hours no matter fucking what. Don't even fuck with me. I take them. So. Oh. Had good times. Like a big comedian get together, holiday party. It was a real good time. Let me like just go to the news. You know, it's snowing out. That's nice. Have a Christmas tree. It's snowing. Hanukkah starts next week. We're right in the holidays, man. I love it. I put on a Yule log on the TV, play Christmas music. That's what I'm gonna do right after this. I'm gonna spend the day. I'll probably do maybe. But yeah, spend the day being Christmassy, and Hanukkah. Hanukkah's coming first, so I'm just saying Happy Hanukkah to people. And then when that's over, I'll say Merry. Does Hanukkah run into Christmas? I don't think so. I don't know. I gotta look at a calendar. It's not important right now. Verizon VP jokes at planting a brainwash jokes at planting a brainwashed FCC chairman. Ajay Pai says awesome. Disgusting. The whole fucking thing. Let's not even call your congressman. Call your senator. Ex-Arizona police officer acquitted of murder in shooting of. Oh, let's not even. Sorry, let's just look for something. This Charlie Sheen sues for defamation over report that claimed he raped Corey Haim. Well, that is defaming. And I guess he didn't do it. I don't know. But if he didn't do it, I would sue. If someone reported that I had done something as awful as that, which I have not, I guess I would sue. I don't know how you even sue a person. I remember one time I had like a thing happen where I was driving down the road. This is like I'm like 22 years old. I'm driving down I-95. It was like and this big thing falls off a truck, smashes the windshield of my car. I get the guy to pull over, I get his insurance information, the whole thing. That all gets taken care of. But I think, hey, maybe I can make some this is a company this guy drives for. Maybe this is like a thing. I don't know. I don't know anything. And I went and talked to one of these lawyers I found in the, you know, saw on TV, one of those kind of lawyers, like a slip and fall guy. And I was like, "What am I doing?" I talked to him for about 10 minutes, and he's like, "Yeah, we could do something. You're gonna have to go see this doctor," and then I just never went. I was like, "This is crazy." So I don't know what to sue some for, but a guy like that's the only. I've never been sued. I've never had it. never had any issues, so I don't know what that's like. But I'm sure Charlie Sheen is a guy that's familiar with the system. He's got to have like a lawyer or two. Allegedly, I don't want him to sue me for defamation. Maybe he doesn't have a lawyer. I said, what are you talking about? Priest gets life sentence for murder of Texas beauty queen. Jesus. What kind of priest? I gotta know now. A retired Catholic priest. Oh, the Catholics. They're something else. And I can say this because I was raised Catholic. And they are, it's just, what the fuck is going on with these priests? Why does anybody, why are they just not all in jail? Just lock them all up. Put them there in their own jail if you're really not worried about them. You don't have to put them in general population. But let's get them off the fucking streets. Kevin Spacey groped Norwegian king's son-in-law. The ball's on this guy, Kevin Spacey. You're in Norway, you meet the king's daughter, you know, which I guess would be a princess. And then you just go, you say, how you doing to the husband, to the prince? I don't know if he's a prince. I guess they would say Norwegian prince. But I mean, you grew up in royalty. Well, maybe he's like, hey, listen, you're not royalty to me. I'm from America. We don't believe in this kind of bullshit. We don't have kings. And I'm a groper. I'll grope whoever. Phew. And why did they not do anything till now? Why you were like, is he like, oh man, he fucking stuck his hand down my pants. Like, listen, it's Kevin Spacey, though. Have you seen his work? He's like, yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Norwegian king's like, listen, I'm a big Kevin Spacey fan. You better shut your fucking mouth. He's never gonna come over here again if you fucking go blabbing about this. People love celebrity. The end of prison visits. U.S. jails replace face-to-face contact with video calls. Well, that sounds terrible. I mean, wouldn't that? I mean, it sounds great if you're the guy, if you're the person that's got to go visit the person in prison, and they're like, "Listen, you can't come here anymore. Drive like 8 hours and wait for 2 hours and go through a security check and then see your loved one face to face. You just can't do it, and we got to do a video call." I'd probably be like, "Whew, yeah, that's terrible. I can't believe you won't let me do that anymore. I'm appalled. I guess I'll just stay home and FaceTime." And then they probably some prison fucking, some asshole company charges them like out, like fucking, I can't think of an exorbitant amount of money, like millions of dollars, to have some version of a shittier version of Skype that's supposedly more secure and proprietary to the prison or something. But you gotta do that. So now you gotta download a fucking app and a new prison video Skype app, prison Skype, and then whenever you open your phone, someone's like, "What's that? That's a what? You got the prison Skype app? Who do you know in prison?" But if I knew somebody, if I was visiting somebody in prison, though, I'd be telling everybody all the time. I'd be bragging. Oh, yeah, gotta go over to Rikers, visit Pops. The old man is in jail. I say that because it's not true. I'm sure if your father's in jail, you might be a sore spot. I'm not trying to belittle your pain. Just spitballing here. All right. One more. Google's AI teaches itself chess in 4 hours, then convincingly defeats Stockfish. What's Stockfish? Is that a guy? Or a person? A lady? Gender non-binary? Is that a human being? Gotta stop saying guy is a... Alright, I clicked on the link and it... Oh, here it is. Let's see. I don't know what Stockfish is, but it beat it. So Google's AI is going to take over the world. So Steve Harvey sued charity fraud lawsuit, accuses $20 million not paid. Oh, Steve Harvey, saying it so. You're going to be replaced by Google's AI. That's going to host all your shows. But everybody loves Steve Harvey. We got the new Google AI Steve Harvey. No one will even fucking know the difference. This dude, and then all the money goes to charity. And no, of course, the money will go to whatever company, go to Google. Imagine if Google had Steve Harvey's money. Oh, well, I hope it's not true. Hope is not true, Steve Harvey. I'm going to go and enjoy the rest of what we have of today. It is snowing fantastically outside. I'm going to go walk in the snow. Probably not even going to upload this right now. Probably going to go right outside and upload the snow. Go walk in the snow and upload this when I get back. So if you don't see it till later, sorry. It's Sunday. Enjoy your Sunday. Or I hope you enjoyed your Sunday and then listen to this. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.